Last year, we at last year's conference, we did awards, treatment court awards. Judge McCaffrey was a recipient, Bob Wilford out of the Howard program, Jordana Levine out of the Windsor DUI court, and we have nominated and going to award another treatment court award this year, annual award, we hope it will be. I'd like to introduce not the winner of the award, but former administrative judge Amy Davenport to make that award. It'll be more understandable once she's made the award, but she's worked for a long time in her role as administrative judge with the treatment courts, the ones that I've mentioned, the Rutland, the Washington, Chittenden, all of the courts that are in existence now essentially came about during Judge Davenport's tenure. And this is one of the rare times when I get to go before Judge Davenport and have her follow me. So, Judge Davenport, please.
So one of the best parts of my job as the former chief judge of the Vermont courts was nurturing and growing the treatment courts. And what a difference 10 years makes. It's amazing to me as I look out on all of you. I see so many familiar faces of people who have been working on this for a long time. And it's wonderful that Bobby has provided us with this opportunity to get back together. But each time that we come together, it keeps growing. And Judge Grierson's and Pat Gable's announcements today are very inspiring, that we are really moving forward in a great direction. And we've talked a lot today about the network of existing treatment courts. I think it's fair to say that that network of treatment courts would not exist today without the incredible work of this year's recipient. This year's recipient, I'm very proud to say, is Karen Gannett. And I want to tell you a few things. I know you all know her well, but I want to tell you a few things about my experience working with Karen over the 10-year period that she worked for the courts and that I worked as the chief administrative judge. She is, of course, currently the director of the Vermont Crime Research Group. But for the 10 years that she worked for the Vermont judiciary prior to that, I was... had the privilege of collaborating with her early and often. she educated me about treatment courts. She strengthened our existing courts. She developed new ones. In the process, she brought in millions of dollars of grant money, that federal money that Pat just referred to, into Vermont. She educated not only myself, but the judiciary and other people in Vermont. She brought, for example, Doug Marlowe has already visited the state at least two or three times, and I understand that he's coming back. She supported judges and getting the right judges into the treatment courts that we have. I always had a discussion with Karen prior to making assignments about who to place where in terms of, particularly with respect to the counties that had existing treatment courts. And I always valued her advice. I often, on her advice, would give a second or third rotation to a judge who was in a treatment court and doing well in that court. At least I would recommend it to the Supreme Court, I should say. Because there is treatment courts, it's very important to have that consistency over a period of time. And 1 year is usually just not enough. She supported judges who were new to treatment court, but were really interested in doing it, Karen would find funding to send them to education programs. She would talk to them on the phone every day as they started doing the treatment courts. And she supported them as well as the people who worked in the treatment courts in every possible way that she could. Frank McCaffrey, when I had some email exchanges with him yesterday, put it exactly right. Karen is a visionary. Her vision has always been fueled by her passion to bring treatment courts to the forefront of our justice system and a steadfast commitment to strengthen our system by building in and maintaining practices that are evidence-based. She's always understood that achieving her vision requires both education and collaboration. One of the secrets of her success, I believe, is her recognition that we have to learn from each other because no one person has all the answers, but together we can accomplish a lot. Bobby Sand and I also had an email exchange yesterday about Karen, and Bobby also nailed it. He said to me, collaboration in the criminal justice system poses unique challenges. You have to navigate relationships between judges, justices, court staff, criminal justice professionals, legislators, and funders. And Karen did that in an extraordinary way. When Karen first started to work in the courts, there were a lot of naysayers about treatment courts. There were people who said, oh, those are just boutique courts. Those are going to go away. Those are just the fad of the moment. Let's not invest in those. And Karen, rather than argue with those folks, she just persistently put more and more education in front of them about how, in fact, treatment courts were a better way. She managed that collaboration brilliantly and always kept, as Bobby said, her eye on the prize, expansion of an approach proven to be effective at changing lives. In her current role as executive director of CRG, Karen continues to strengthen our system by studying outcomes and identifying practices and programs that work and those that don't. What better person could we choose to hold us accountable for achieving her vision? It's my great honor to present the 4th annual Treatment Court Award to someone who so richly deserves it. Karen, if you would come up. I have a plaque for Karen to put on her wall. The Vermont Treatment Court Award presented to Karen Gannett for exceptional service to Vermont's treatment courts.
Thank you.
But more importantly, I have a token for Karen. This is your incentive to keep moving forward.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. So well deserved.
I get to say a few words. I'm a little shaky. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. What an incredible honor to be recognized by the folks that I worked with for 10 years. I mean, this is just, and 2 years after I left, this is just really incredible. So thank you. Just an incredible honor. Treatment courts are not easy work. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the rest of you who are still continuing that work. I did kind of have a vision, but it wouldn't have been realized at all if the people working in the treatment courts weren't there, dedicated and committed to the participants in the programs. I mean, you are who makes these things work. And we know that the most important part of this is our participants, and the participants that you support on a daily basis. And for those of you who haven't been in a treatment court and seen the participants and seen the caring that goes on in those staffings before the treatment court hearings, you really don't have any idea what happens in those sessions or in those rooms with those participants. The treatment court teams, a lot of accolades have been given to the judges, being innovative and willing to take this on, and that's true. The judges are incredibly important. But the judges, I think, would be the first to admit that their teams are incredibly important, and they couldn't do the work that they do on the bench in the treatment courts without their teams. And the teams include the case managers, the teams include the coordinators, they include the prosecutors and the defense attorneys, and everybody has to do their work a little different, and it's a lot of hard work. You saw the presentation earlier today on sanctions and incentives, and that's just one small piece of what people have to learn about in the treatment courts. There's so much more. It was funny, when I got in here this morning, I was really happy to be in this room with you all. It felt really good, and I have missed you. The work I do is a little bit different, but I have missed visiting the teams and going and seeing the participants and seeing how they're doing. And so I found myself smiling most of the morning as I listened to everybody talk. And I just got back from a vacation in Utah. And in Utah, I went on a lot of hikes. And I'm not the greatest hiker in the world, but I found myself smiling a lot on a lot of the hikes and visited a lot of the national parks. And what was so interesting to me is this morning, and this may sound a little crazy, but you can see why. I sat in here feeling like I was smiling the same way as I was smiling on those hikes in Utah. The treatment courts are very, very dear to my heart. The people that work in them are very dear to my heart. I think about you all a lot. I wish you all just the best of everything. And I am so encouraged by what I was hearing earlier from the judiciary and from others around where this is going and that it's continuing. That is just a remarkable thing. 10 years have made a huge difference in the support that the treatment courts have gotten. It used to feel like it was pushing a boulder up the hill, and I think that is probably what it felt like to a lot of people starting the treatment courts 15 years ago. It doesn't feel quite that way anymore. It feels very supported, and it feels like it's taken a huge change in those 10 years, and that's just a remarkable thing. And the people that are going to benefit from this are the people of the state of Vermont. I have a personal investment in treatment courts as well. I'm a family member of two heroin addicts, so I know what it's like to look for that hope and to understand the value of having people working with your family members so you know that they're getting the help they need. And that's what the treatment court team does for those participants. It's incredibly powerful. And it's not just saving lives, it's teaching other people how to save their own lives. So whether they graduate and go on to become productive members of the community, whether they don't graduate in treatment courts or just one more step along the way, all those participants gain something. I'm so thrilled to be here today. I am just so thrilled to be honored by you all. And in receiving this, and this will stay with me, just the way the participants keep it in their wallets, this will be with me all the time. I will think about you often, and I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.